Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
And today begins the high heat. The heat index today stays just below 100, but starting tomorrow, it begins to move closer to the danger zone. And you still have time to grab a ticket ahead of tonight's Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot now sits over $800 million. Giving those dreams of becoming rich alive, should you choose. It is 4:30. Thanks for waking up with us on this Tuesday as we get the week started. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, how long has that dream been alive? Now it seems like weeks.
It was first, right? The Powerball, now Mega Millions.
But it's okay.
Someone's
hanging
on.
There's still a chance out there for certain. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Here's where we start to take the turn to hot, although it's comfortable right now.
Yeah, it doesn't feel too bad out there right now. 73 degrees, our dew point sitting at 70. And that dew point is probably not going to get too much higher than that. As a matter of fact, it might back off just a touch this afternoon, which is going to keep us right around 98, 99 instead of pushing us up to 100. This is a live look at downtown Zebulon, beautiful historic town hall, and they have their sprinkler going. That is something you're probably going to need to do this week at some point, because we are looking at very little rain between now and at least through the weekend. Right now it's 64 in Roxboro, 73 in Durham, 67 South Hill, 71 in Southern Pine, 74 for Clinton and Fayetteville. Hour by hour, we'll hold it in the 70s up until around 10 a.m. Lunchtime temperature is going to be in the upper 80s, and we climbed to 94. So definitely a hotter day today than what we saw yesterday, but that heat index should stay just below 100. Coming up, I'll walk you through the weekend. We'll talk about which day we may start seeing a heat advisory.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Certainly a lot happening this week. When it comes to the U.S. economy, we could see the last interest rate hike of this cycle. And today we'll get an update on how Americans are feeling about the economy overall. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now to explain. Even though inflation is cooling down, it doesn't mean the prices for things like gas and groceries will be dropping as well. Kelsey, explain that.
Yes, AAA just released new numbers about gas prices this morning. They say that the average price of gas is about $3.38 here in North Carolina. And then you can see here that gas prices are about $3.41 here in Raleigh. They're actually 11 cents higher than what they were last month. NC State economist Mike Walden says even though inflation is cooling down, those prices are still up. They're just going up at a slower rate. Walden expects for the Fed to increase interest rates this week as one final push to fight inflation.
I think this could be the final interest rate hike, which would be good news, obviously, for people who are looking to buy big ticket items like homes and vehicles.
Now, Walden says, although we're seeing a little increase in those gas prices, drivers shouldn't panic. He says that he's not expecting to see us go over the $4 mark like how we were this time last year. He says here in the Triangle, we should average out at about $3.70 a gallon. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Today, you can weigh in on a major project to build an interstate connecting Raleigh to Morehead City at the coast. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now to tell us about the plan to rename some roads in an effort to avoid confusion. Laura, what's this about?
Renee, good morning. Yeah, so today the public does have a chance to weigh in and speak out about these changes. Today at the Clayton Town Hall here behind me is where all of this is taking place. Now, the DOT really wants the public to understand all of the changes that are underway. They're in the middle of a major project to build an interstate connecting Raleigh with Morehead City. It's bringing U.S. 70 up to interstate standards, including the Clayton Bypass and the Goldsboro Bypass. Federal highway officials say that future road will be named Interstate 42. But before the state puts those signs and I-42 signs up, it has to clarify some confusion. NC-42 already runs through that section of I-40 and the future I-42. So the DOT wants to rename it to NC-36. It would run from the NC-50 intersection along the future I-42, then to Ranch Road and back to US 70. We spoke with the DOT about these changes.
We're growing as a state. We're getting new interstates. We're building and improving highways. So that sometimes means there's some growing pains where we have to make some changes to the routing system. And it's going to be much better in the long run.
So it would take about a year for any of these changes to come into fruition. That meeting today is from 5 to 7 p.m. here at Clayton Town Hall. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Clayton.
Rocky Mount City Council met for the very first time since last week's EF3 tornado. City leaders pledged extra help to people whose homes were damaged by the twister and who live in Nash and Edgecombe counties. The city has multiple housing repair programs available, including utility assistance for those going through financial hardships. Councilman Harris made a direct plea to Governor Cooper about the need for financial support.
Governor Cooper will go back to Raleigh, get with his people. We need financial support to come. We have many inhabitants who didn't have proper insurance on their homes. We need financial help, and I'm hoping that we can get that from Raleigh.
Officials said household income guidelines would be lifted for most of those programs.
A man is in custody accused of stealing a truck and hitting a local canine officer. This is Joshua Whittlesey. Police say he pulled a gun on the Cary car dealership employee and told him to get out. He's accused of doing that during a test drive this past Friday. They say Whittlesey then sped through Durham, Raleigh, and Cary before officers cornered him. That's when police said he put the truck in gear, sped toward the officers. Everyone got out of the way in time except canine officer Dakota. She said to be improving. A Nash County commissioner is calling for the leadership of the county social services staff to resign after a WREL investigation into the deaths of two children. Many in our community know the tragedy of Crystal Lane, whose grandmother is charged in her death in February. Nash County Social Services was aware of potential abuse in the 8-year-old's home. And despite a recommendation by the Nash County Sheriff's Office and warnings from her school, Nash DSS did not remove the girl. Now, after months of investigation, WREL has learned of a similar tragedy, the death of 1-year-old Chase Hilliard. Chase died in 2020, allegedly after falling from a bed. A former Nash DSS social worker tells WREL multiple agency social workers, including supervisors, warned upper management that the mother was not mentally fit to take care of the boy. His mother is now charged with second-degree murder. Nash County Commissioner Gwen Wilkins says the county's DSS director, deputy director, and program administrator need to step down.
I say the buck stops with the Board of Commissioners. They can, no one on that board can tell me that we don't have the power to make a change.
In a statement, Nash County DSS says it could not release any information about the Hilliard case without violating general statute. And the state said changes are ongoing at Nash DSS.
The Mega Millions jackpot has been steadily growing. Now it sits at $820 million ahead of tonight's drawing. No one matched all five white balls plus the mega ball Saturday night. So the cash option is now $422 million. You can watch tonight's drawing live right here on WREL before our 11 o'clock news.
We now know what's behind a recent illness among dogs at a kennel in Garner. The head of medicine at Carolina Ranch Animal Hospital and Resort says several dogs were suffering from canine flu. The canine flu vaccine is hard to get. Production on the drug slowed during COVID. Doctors say that's why it's important to make sure your dog vaccines are up to date.
We saw a lot of upper respiratory infections, and honestly, we're not alone. We've talked to other practices in the area, and there's quite a few that are starting to see them.
Carolina Ranch is offering complimentary exams if pets recently stayed there and are showing symptoms.
Governor Cooper is urging people to donate to support public schools, teachers, and students. He announced a statewide school supply drive on Monday. That drive runs until August 18th. It's a partnership between the State Employees Credit Union and communities in schools to collect supplies like paper, pens, and notebooks. It's all about easing the financial burden on teachers and provide necessary resources for a successful school year. Donation bins are located in all State Employees Credit Union locations all across our state. The U.S. women look to go 2-0 to start their World Cup play. They take the pitch again tomorrow night against the Netherlands. You can watch the game on Fox 50. It gets started at 9 p.m.
Neighbors of an accused serial killer on Long Island are in disbelief as investigators search his home.
Craziest thing I've ever seen, like, in my life. Like, watching CSI.
What investigators are saying about the evidence they're gathering at the home of Rex Huerman.
Plus, a sea lion caught on camera charging at a group of beachgoers in California. What witnesses say triggered that animal's reaction.
And here's a live look at glittering North Hills this morning. We're heading back into the 90s and feeling even hotter. We'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with how long this heat wave is sticking around.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. We're taking a live look across our area this morning. 70 degrees in Wilson, 73 in Durham, and 74 in Fayetteville. Our skies are mostly clear right now. We don't have much chance of thunderstorms today. There's really, in the summertime, hardly a day when we have zero chance of thunderstorms just because of the daytime heating and the amount of moisture that we have in the atmosphere. But it's down around 20% today. So mostly clear. As the sun comes up, it's going to be a pretty one, 72 degrees. But, of course, it is on the muggy side. It is July. So that may affect your workout this morning. It's one of those days. You don't want to put it off too late. By the time we get to lunchtime, we're in the upper 80s, and it will be hotter this afternoon than it was yesterday. Looking at mid-90s, the heat index will be in the upper 90s, and it takes a while for things to cool off in the evening. Elizabeth, thanks. The search for evidence at the home of a suspected serial killer on Long Island may wrap up today. Investigators say the 11 days they've spent searching Rex Huerman's home have been productive. That search has included an excavator and ground-penetrating radar. Huerman is accused of killing three women in what's known as the Gilgo Beach murders. He's also a suspect in a fourth killing. Authorities deny any specific tip led them to dig. Their search is thorough.
Still an active crime scene. I will say that we will go into every single crevice to make sure that there's not something that we missed.
Authorities have not said if they believe any of the victims were killed at Huerman's house.
FedEx pilots rejected a labor deal that included a 30% pay raise. 57% of the FedEx pilots who belong to the Airline Pilots Association voted against the proposed contract. The contract was reached in May, and it was endorsed by union leadership. The union says it will go back to the bargaining table to rework the deal.
Football season is almost here. The Carolina Panthers will get their training camp started tomorrow in South Carolina. WRL's Chris Lee is in Spartanburg, where the rookies arrived over the weekend, and the veterans will get there today.
Carolina Panthers edge rusher Brian Burns recently appeared on a podcast, and he had a hot take. This is what he said. The Panthers will win the NFC South. Now, that is a tall task, but it is attainable, and it all starts right here at training camp in Spartanburg, South Carolina at Wofford College. Burns and the rest of the veterans report this morning. Rookies like Panthers quarterback Bryce Young all reported over the weekend. How will Young look in practice? Will the Panthers bring any free agents in to fill the holes in on the roster? Those are some of the many questions we hope to answer for you. I'll be down here for the next 3 days covering the team and bringing the latest on TV and online at WRALSportsFan.com. Chris Lee, WRAL Sports, Spartanburg, South Carolina.
And some scary moments for some folks on the beach in La Jolla, California. A massive sea lion charged them. Oh, yeah, those tourists were trying to get up close to the sea lion and her pups, and she charged them. Jafet Estrada is a local business owner there who swims in the cove every day, and he shot this video as he was getting out of the water.
And I look to my left, and I see a big sea lion just come out of the water and start charging. And that's when it turns into chaos, and everyone's screaming and running around.
Now, the lifeguards in that area are warning people to stay at least 10 feet away from the animals at all times. Feels like you'd need a little more than 10 feet with those.
At least. And they will squawk at you if you get close. It is 4:47. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's high where it still felt really hot and sticky. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. I suppose it's all relative, but we're getting up there in terms of degrees today. Yeah, it is that time of year, and we do have some pretty intense heat in our forecast, and it will just get worse as we get closer to the weekend. We take a live look outside, and of course, we were checking out Zebulon earlier. They still have their sprinklers going, and you know, it's a good thing to think about because it's going to get really hot and we don't have much chance of rain over the next few days. So you may have to think about watering your garden, your lawn, that sort of thing. 73 degrees right now. Our dew point 70. We climb into the 80s by about 10 o'clock this morning. So, you know, anything you need to do outside, it's much better to get it done early. Today, highs will be in the mid-90s. 94 in Raleigh, 93 in Durham, 94 in Fayetteville. But our dew point may drop into the 60s this afternoon, which will keep us from seeing a heat index in the triple digits, but it'll be close. I mean, it's, you know, we're talking subtle differences here. We have a lot of heat that's back to the west. Let me talk to you a little bit about this map, because, you know, a lot of times, like in the spring and in the fall, we'll see, you know, like really dark colors or, you know, dark reds or, you know, really deep blues. This time of year, we're talking about differences from normal. So, you know, a normal high back here in Arizona for today might be around 100. So, you know, a little bit above normal still means it's really, really hot. So lots of heat back to the west, and you can see that sliding into our area. So our normal temperature for today is 90, and so we're going to see temperatures climbing above that and just getting hotter as we get into the weekend, as you see those darker orange colors. Our dew point right now is 70. It might drop a little bit this afternoon. Doesn't make a huge difference, but it keeps us, the heat index, from climbing well into the triple digits. This is a look at the humidity, or the amount of moisture in the atmosphere. We're looking at light green right now, so that's going to put us upper 60s to around 70. But watch how we get a big surge coming in off the Atlantic and from the northwest by Friday and Saturday. It really bumps up, so that's going to make it feel dangerously hot. So for today, feeling like 98, 101 tomorrow, 104 Thursday, 105 is the threshold for a heat advisory, and we'll likely see that Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday as well. So we're going to be seeing some of that dangerous heat. The Bulls are in town. Our temperature at 635 for today's 90, tomorrow 91, and Thursday 92. A shady spot feels good. The one thing about it is we're not likely to have thunderstorms. So, you know, we don't have to, it looks like the games will get played. We're going to continue to see the potential for above normal temperatures, it looks like, all the way through the beginning of August. And we check those temperatures again. The hottest day is likely to be Saturday at 98, but we're still in the mid-90s on Sunday and Monday. We're watching two systems in the tropics now. A new one was identified late yesterday. I'll show you coming up.
Elizabeth, first day of traditional school for students in Wake and Durham counties, just weeks away now, and that can cause some anxiety for parents sending their kids off to kindergarten. We'll break down some ways to ease the worry. First day of school on the traditional calendar in Wake and Durham counties is just over a month away for parents sending their kids off to kindergarten for the first time. This can be a month of worry. On WRL.com, we spoke with child psychologist Emily King about calming your nerves before sending your little one off to school. So it is normal for kids and parents, I guess you could say, to, I don't know, be a bit nervous about this huge transition. We got five tips from an expert to help calm your nerves.
Our kids pick up on our own emotions. So if you're feeling anxious, think that through, talk to a friend, talk to your therapist, you know, talk to anyone you need to help yourself feel comfortable and trusting of the adults that you're going to be entrusting with your child.
So learn some more ways that King says you can get ready for your first big day of school by going to our website, WRL.com.
Triangle business leaders are meeting today to talk about inclusivity in the workplace. The Raleigh Convention Center is hosting the annual Diversity, Equity, and Inclusivity Conference today. The goal is to provide tools to support organizations, personal practices, and the greater community. It's all happening from 8 to 3:30 today.
A pop star will perform in the metaverse. The Streamy Awards announce its 2023 nominees and more. Ashley Dvorkin has the latest from the Hollywood Nation.
Welcome to Godolkin University.
A new class of superheroes, celeb crossover nominations, and Rexha's new virtual performance in the Hollywood Nation. BB Rexha heads to the metaverse. For the first time, the pop star will perform a virtual concert on the social media gaming platform Roblox. It will premiere in Warner Music Group's popular music-themed world, Harmony Hills, Friday, and re-air throughout the weekend. The event follows the release of the singer's new album, BB, and the conclusion of her summer tour. I wanna know who's The nominees for the 2023 Streamy Awards include several major stars. The Jonas Brothers, Paris Hilton, and Kate Hudson are among the celebrity contenders for the Crossover Award, which recognizes public figures embracing digital culture and demonstrating best practices. YouTube sensation Mr. Beast leads the list of nominees with 5 nods total. The event, celebrating the biggest content creators in digital media, will be hosted by 7-time winner MatPat and stream live on the Streamy social channels August 27th.
You could be the first top-ranked freshman in history.
I think you meant to say first black woman in the 7.
And fans of the hit superhero series, The Boys, have something to look forward to until the release of Season 4. Prime Video dropped a teaser trailer to the show's spin-off, Gen V. It centers on the young students at Godalkin University, who come to grips with the type of superheroes they are going to become when the school's dark secrets are revealed. The show premieres September 29th.
There are dangerous, evil people at that school.
This is Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
The set was filled with local talent last night on NBC's American Ninja Warrior. Isaiah Lee and Matt Kalins, both of Holly Springs, and Kevin Tirado of Wake Forest all competed against each other, taking on a variety of obstacles. Isaiah is a 16-year-old from Holly Springs High. Matt Kalins is a strength and conditioning coach for the U.S. Army. Both Lee and Kalins advanced.
The search for a Moore County woman last seen over a week ago continues this morning, where investigators say they found her SUV.
And you have a chance to weigh in on a road project that would connect Raleigh to the coast. We'll tell you which roadways will be impacted next.
A legal showdown is about to play out between Texas and the Biden administration. We'll explain why the Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against Governor Greg Abbott.